When you hold still, it will sting more if you keep screaming. Yeah, you are. You're like a little kid. I need to disinfect these cuts, okay? So stop moving and let me get this over with. Sorry, I'll go quickly. There. The bleeding seems to have stopped. For now, at least. Do you need anything else? What am I supposed to say? This is my first time patching up someone that took a beating for me. First time almost being beaten. This is so crazy. I'm fine. He could have killed me. He could have killed you. Or would have, if you weren't as skilled. Sorry. I think the adrenaline's starting to come down. No. You don't need to. You're the one who's hurt. You shouldn't worry about comforting me. I know this is your job, but that doesn't mean that I'm okay with you taking hits from me. The sooner we figure this out, the sooner we figure out who's behind these threats, the better. Do you want some pain meds? I think I've got some Advil. Are you sure? So, is this a typical night out for you? Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be fazed being a bodyguard and all. I'm fine, really. Just a little shaky. Like I said, the first time I've almost been beaten up by someone. And he had a gun. He could have. I don't even want to think about it. Are you hungry? I can make you some pasta. I don't mind. I like cooking, you know this. Besides, doing something right now will help me with the nerves. I can make anything. What do you feel like? Alfredo? Spaghetti? Something else? Oh yeah, I know that one. Chicken piccata? Lucky for you, I have some lemons. Let's see. Yeah, I've got all the stuff. Are you really okay? I know you beat them, but you took some nasty hits. Well, yeah. Just because it's your job doesn't mean you have to be okay with it. You got hurt tonight, protecting someone that you don't even know. Yeah, well, the money must be good if you can handle this. Oh, you deserve a bonus then. Alright, let's see. Got some chicken breasts. Wait, I'll put some water on to boil first for the noodles. What? Oh, yeah. My hands are shaking. That's weird. No, I didn't get hurt. Not a scratch on me. Freaking out? Yeah, I'm probably freaking out. I mean, holy shit, I could have died tonight. I would have if you hadn't been there. And when you went down, I thought I'd lost you. I know we've only known each other for a week, but you've made me feel safe for the first time in months. And seeing you get hurt for me, I didn't like it. No. Because I said no. You're not dying for me, okay? I don't need any more trauma, thank you very much. Can't you just lie to me then? Isn't that something you do for your clients? You never lie. You seem pretty confident about that. Trust can still be broken, lies or no lies. Okay, fine, don't lie to me. No, I can cook. The shaking stopped. What? Are you sure? I really don't. Okay. Take out then. Delivery. What if the delivery driver is a killer, though? Is that common? You can joke. I'm glad. You've been so serious ever since you came here. I thought you were made of stone. But look at you. Comedic genius right here. Okay, I trust you. I'll feel a lot better once this whole thing is over. You strike me as a pizza person. No, don't tell me. Sausage with pepperoni and extra cheese. I'm magic, obviously. That sounds good, though. I'm more partial to olives on my pizza, so we'll have to get half and half. Yeah, ranch, too. Hey, are you really okay? I know you said you were fine, but, well, I worry. Your face looks bad. Really? You should see the other guy. You're ridiculous. I take back all my concerns. If you can say nonsense like that, you're good. There's a family-run place downtown. I know them really well. I can vouch for whoever they send for delivery. I'm not paranoid. I just want to be cautious. Can you blame me? Okay, placing the order now. Alright. Wow, they have a huge menu. Did not realize that before. There. Now we wait. Thank you. I said thank you for what you did tonight. You saved my life. It's not nothing, though. A lot of people would run in a situation like that. You didn't. Tell me something. Do you think I'll survive? I'm serious. The psycho that's after me. What are the chances they get me and kill me? You said you'd never lie to me. Answer the question. What are my odds? 50-50, 30-70, come on, give me a number. You give all your clients hugs, or just the ones on the verge of a breakdown? Okay, I trust you. So you better not let me die, okay? Promise me. Good. Then I will believe you. We'll make it out of this together.